Group reporting in with an ABN Major Breaking News Special Report. It looks like it's going to be a rocky yet exciting month. We were going to air this at a later time, but everything has become quite urgent. What does the imminent arrival of Nibiru, otherwise known as Planet X, the Hebrew holiday of Purim, Earth-related catastrophes and near misses, and the arrival of the Messiah have in common? Yes, all of these things are building and pointing towards the end of March 2016. This is coming up really quickly. This is not hard to believe, since most all religions seem to agree that we are in the prophesized end of days. According to many rabbinical prophecy scholars, the upcoming Hebrew holiday of Purim signifies a time of repentance and the revealing of the Messiah. As everyone knows, this is expected to take place during a time of increased knowledge, and many of these signs are expected to be seen in the cloud for all eyes to see. And no, we're not talking about a cumulus cloud. We are talking about a term used since the existence of computers and the internet. That is how you're able to log on and view the show, for example, through the cloud. Our investigative correspondent, William Scoggins, has the story.
Thank you, Kelly. There are many prominent rabbis who believe that the unveiling of the Messiah is about to take place. The first among those that I will mention is Rabbi Glazerson, who is a Torah teacher and author of more than 30 books. He is obviously alarmed because he has recently uploaded to his YouTube channel more than 13 standout Torah code discoveries. All of these were found within a week's time and relate to the calamity and the great day of the Lord. Many of his codes have indicated that the repentance was necessary for the Messiah to reveal himself in prior dates. But world leaders failed to repent, and this did not occur. Now, his newfound codes confirm yet again that the Messiah will reveal himself by the Hebrew holiday of Purim. Also indicated were other terms within the codes that imply Nibiru will be passing by at the same time. Now, some may take this with a grain of salt, because there have been so many recent near misses with asteroids and meteors. However, many have also been impacting the Earth at an alarming rate. The Purim codes do make mention of an arriving meteor at the same time period. We are going to take this as a timeline indicator, uncertain to the outcome. The latest meteor on course is the reported TX-68 that has been showing up in many headlines.
Thank you, William, for sharing Rabbi Glazerson's discoveries that indicate the time period of the Messiah, among other events. Now, what these Torah codes are suggesting is amazing. To give us more clarity on this, I'd like to bring in Cardinal Richard Ruff, the Prime Cleric of the Ecumenical Order of Christ. He's military trained in code analysis and is today considered the leading expert on the Torah code. Cardinal Ruff is the only Torah code researcher to have published major Torah code predictions before an event happened. On April 20th, 2012, he published a Torah code predicting both the Ebola pandemic over a year before it happened, as well as the mass alien invasion of Europe by African and Middle Eastern migrants. And there have been several other published Torah code predictions that came true as well. Welcome, Richard Ruff. Can you please explain to us a bit more about your personal background in coding, decoding, and your work with the Torah code?
So I first heard the Bible codes through Michael Drosnin's book, which was released in the late 90s. Wasn't until about the late 2005 that I got my hands on some free software called Torah for You. And I started learning the process while I was still in the army. Later in 2006, I got my hands on the keys to the Bible, which made the process a lot simpler. And it's taken me about 8 years to master the process of code researching in an unbiased way. So one of my earlier discoveries back in July 2015 was a Torah code which pronounced the Messiah arrival in Purim. Now, we know the Hebrew feast day of Purim occurs towards the end of March in 2016. The code is very significant as it names the Messianic king and also the code founder myself. Something that's also highly significant is the ELS, or the equidistant letter sequence, which is 5776, which is actually the current Hebrew year, 2016. So Purim falls on March the 23rd, 24th of that month.
Mr. Ruff, can you please explain what we just saw and show anything Rabbi Glazerson may have overlooked in his Torah codes?
So Rabbi Glazerson has also been working on the same code discovery. And just recently, over the last week or two, he's produced numerous videos and reworking the same code, which is quite amazing, as it looks like the Jews are finally starting to take notice and are getting prepared to accept the Messiah into Israel. And this is going to occur within weeks, if not days, from now.
But Richard, you also made a great and controversial discovery in the Torah codes, didn't you?
Yes, Kelly, I did. Arguably the most important Torah codes discovered today.
Wow, this is getting really exciting. Thank you so very much, Richard Ruff. Now the pieces are starting to fit together. First, we need to bring our viewers up to speed on a few more in-time events, and then we'll come back to you at the end of the broadcast so that you can reveal this amazing discovery. As we have stated before, there are many prominent rabbis involved in this, including leading Israel rabbi Chaim Kanyensky, who is author of numerous authoritative books on Jewish law. William, I'm going to bring it back to you since there are other prominent rabbi that are saying the very same thing.
Yes, Kelly, there are many rabbis involved, including Rabbi Kanevsky, who was quoted in November of 2015 as having said that the Messiah could arrive at any time, which tells us that he could be here now. He is also quoted in October of 2015 as saying, "Yell it from the loudspeaker, the Messiah is at the door."
On March 4th, 2016, Haredi Rabbi Amnon Yitzhak was covered by breaking Israeli news when he confirmed that it is possible that the Earth could be catastrophically bombarded by asteroids within the next few weeks as part of the messianic process described in the Bible. He was quoted as saying, "In about a month and a half, they say a meteor will pass over the Earth, and when it passes, it will send meteors onto the planet. They say it would be a meteor strike the likes of which the world has never seen. And there is a great suspicion that as a result of this enormous catastrophe they speak of, multitudes will be killed. So, to me, it makes sense that the Messiah would show himself during this time period."
Thank you, William. Now, this rabbi has indicated that the enormous comet is supposed to pass near the Earth on March 26th and leave a trail of rock and debris. It is said that the debris could fall to Earth and create an unprecedented meteorite shower, with some meteorites large enough to do some serious damage, smashing cities, or creating tsunamis. Okay, I understand there are many other prominent rabbis involved that you want to mention here. So I'm going to hand it back to you, William.
Mystical rabbi Amron Vaknin, known for his predictions, including the Carmel Forest Fire of 2010, Operation Pillar of Defense in 2012, and Operation Protective Edge in 2014. He also predicted that the 44th U.S. president would bring bloodshed to the Jewish people. And that was before Barack Obama's election to office. His most recent vision occurred in November of 2015 at the Cave of Elijah the Prophet, where he was warned of an upcoming wave of terror attacks that would befall Israel. He is quoted as saying, "The Jewish world is running out of time. Just weeks later, Israel saw a spike in terror attacks. He also said, "The war is very close. The Jewish nation will determine the time of mercy. But war is definitely coming." He states, "God is warning us to wake up because the Messiah is about to rule the world, and war will be starting soon in the south of Israel. It will then move to the north and continue to spread within the country's borders. Thousands of people will die. Every earthquake, terrorist incident, and battle is a warning for us to wake up. There will be voices of war, then the Messiah will arrive at Shemitah's end."
I understand that these rabbis do not correspond with one another, yet they're all saying essentially the same thing at the same time. Now let's not forget about the late Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri. He was known for his photographic memory of the Bible, Talmud, and other Jewish writings. He was a renowned Mizrahi Haredi rabbi who devoted his life to studying the Torah and praying on behalf of the Jewish people. Before his death, the rabbi made some interesting predictions about future events concerning the end times. I know that there's a lot more to this story. William, can you please share with us just a bit?
Sure. I'd like to share with you a little background which led to his most famous prediction. Rabbi Kaduri made an announcement in his synagogue on the evening of Yom Kippur 2005. Many people came to hear him speak. Instead of speaking right away, Rabbi Kaduri bowed his head and quietly meditated. He stayed in this position for 45 minutes. Then he lifted his head and announced, "I have met the Messiah." Raising his right hand and asking for silence, he spoke again. "He shall appear soon. You must be ready for his coming. Many events of awe will take place, but they will happen quickly."
Now, I understand that before Rabbi Kaduri passed away, he wrote a note and requested that it be opened exactly 1 year after his death. The note said that he met the Messiah, and that the Messiah would return shortly after the death of Ariel Sharon. The Messiah's name revealed to him was none other than Yeshua. Ariel Sharon died on January 11th, 2014. So all of these timelines are coinciding with one another.
Agreed, Kelly. And last but not least is Rabbi Shalom Berger, who made a similar prediction. He spoke about the arrival of the Messiah and the war of Gog and Magog in 2015. He believes that the war has already begun and is currently taking place in Syria.
That covers a lot of prominent rabbis. Thank you very much, William. So a lot of highly respected rabbis are indeed in agreement that this is the time period for expecting the Messiah, whether it's through the indicative end-time signs, prophetic fulfillments, or Torah code confirmation. So this is very exciting news to the world. Speaking of time periods, this whole Nibiru thing that's been taking place and this asteroid TX68, it's expected to come to a closer proximity during its orbit towards Earth. I understand that the gravitational pull between Earth and Nibiru causes a lot of cataclysms and events like this, but I need confirmation on this timeline that March is indeed the time period for expecting all of this to happen. I understand that Nibiru is causing a lot of these events, and I'd like to ask our investigative correspondent, Adam Uema, if he can shed a little bit more light on this subject. Adam?
Yes, Kelly, I would love to. People need to understand that Nibiru is creating a huge gravitational pull. The Earth has experienced a shocking rise in volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, floodings, strange weather patterns, and more as a consequence to this. As for timelines, I actually want you to take a look at this timeline by Gil Brizard, who is considered by many to be the world's top Nibiru researcher. Now, he published this March 2016 Purim outline years ago, which was recently corroborated by previously mentioned Torah codes. As you can see, not only is Nibiru causing these cataclysms, but the sun plays a significant role in altering the magnetic fields as well. Nibiru is an estimated 4 to 5 times larger than Jupiter, which means that it's 6,500 times larger than the Earth. With Nibiru's enormous size comes that strong gravitational pull, which influences all of this. We can expect there to be a polar wobbling and pole shift. As Nibiru passes, its tail will rain asteroids upon the Earth, as well as alter its atmosphere. The dust in the air will block out the sun for 6 months, which could possibly lead to an ice age. Due to magnetic fluctuations that occur on Earth, this would cause havoc to the planet's telecommunication systems, the power grid, financial transactions, and all type of electronic devices. Solar storms would be at their peak due to Nibiru's close proximity. When Nibiru approaches the sun, it actually begins to forcefully pull at its core, which would explain the increase in solar storms and sun explosions. We have a clip with Michio Kaku, professor of theoretical physics at the City College of New York, talking about just that.
If you take a look at the record, if you go back to 1859, that is the famous Carrington event. Carrington was an astronomer. He noticed unusual activity on the sun, and then all hell broke loose on the planet Earth with regards to telecommunications, specifically telegraph wires. All of a sudden, telegraph wires that were dormant sprung to life and would transmit signals all by themselves. Some places, fires got started because telegraph wires were overloaded. The aurora borealis, usually seen near the North Pole, was seen over Cuba, for God's sake. And it turns out that you could read the newspaper at night in Cuba by the light of the northern lights. Well, I'm a physicist. We can then use these bits of information to go backwards and calculate the intensity of that solar flare. And the corona mass ejection was incredible. In fact, if it were to happen today, which it won't, but if it were to happen today, it would wipe out most of our satellites, short-circuit their machinery. We would black out our weather satellites, GPS systems, telecommunications, the internet. Power stations would be vulnerable. They would also be short-circuited and wiped out, not just in one city where other cities come to the rescue, but in cities simultaneously across the entire planet Earth. Refrigeration would be knocked out for perhaps weeks at a time. There could be food riots as a consequence. Ordinary simple business transactions would be halted because you can't make a credit card transaction because the telephone wires are out. Society as we know it would be thrown back perhaps 100 years into the past.
If such a solar flare had hit us directly, it could have been enough to set civilization back at least a few centuries.